The text is the last few verses of the gospel reading. When Jesus had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Here ends the gospel. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black. That's what the Rolling Stones sang in 1966. In 2008, Jamie Johnson sang the opposite. You should have seen it in color. He's reflecting how the World War II generation, for the most part, had their lives recorded in black and white, but the joys and sorrows were in color to them. The events in Christ's life that we celebrate year in and year out, like the Ascension, they can fade to black. We need them in color. See the nail holes on Jesus' hands in color. The text draws your attention to them. It says Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed them. We know from the upper room incident what's in those hands. Nail holes from 9-inch iron nails. And we know what they mean. First, those visible nail holes mean Jesus was actually crucified as he prophesied. Jesus was actually put to death for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. The Jesus who even his enemies could find nothing to accuse him of, the Jesus with whom God the Father proclaimed he was well pleased, perfect Jesus was put to death for sinners such as I. Second, those visible nail holes are on a living Jesus. That means that God the Father has accepted his payment for all sins and sinners. None accepted, none left out, none left over, paid in full. The only reason the perfect Jesus died, gave up his life, was to pay for sins. Having accomplished that, death had no more claim on him. Well, those nail holes have now colored from black and white to sepia, but they're not yet in color. Where are those nail holes going? Up to heaven, into the very cloudy presence of God that veils heaven and the Almighty from the eyes of men. Those nail holes and the man bearing them are going to the right hand of God, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, says Paul, and every name that can even be named. There God has placed all things under his feet, which, by the way, also have nail holes. You're still not seeing the nail holes in color. So let me tell you a story. President Andrew Jackson, circa 1836, was going to sack a postmaster because he supported Jackson's opponent in the election. The postmaster confronted Jackson. As he protested, the postmaster began to take his clothes off. Jackson was shocked and asked what he was doing. The postmaster said he was showing the wounds he received while fighting the British. The image of that scarred old man haunted Jackson through a sleepless night. The next morning, when an aide began making the case for the firing of the postmaster, Jackson sprang to his feet, flung his pipe into the fire, and virtually roared, "By the Eternal, I will not remove that old man. I cannot remove him. Why, do you know that he carries more than a pound of British lead in his body?" The nail holes are in color now. If the wounds of a stranger move Jackson so, how much more do the wounds of the beloved son that he suffered on your behalf move the Heavenly Father? The nail holes are in color, not ugly, not off-putting, but in beauty, glorified. We still need colored in, though, what it means to have God in heaven above on your side. Some people get bothered when Scripture speaks of heaven below, above and earth below. They think Scripture is stuck in some sort of pre-scientific, prehistoric age with a flat earth between above and below. Scripture plainly says Jesus was taken up and that he is far above. Yet it's also true, space is a created thing. However, the ascension's upward movement on our senses is needed. If Jesus had disappeared into the earth, a wholly different faith would have resulted. So up and away Jesus goes, not in a beautiful balloon, but in the flesh and blood he received in the Virgin's womb. And while Jesus is not received into a physical space, Scripture wants you to picture it as far above everything else. Scripture wants you to think of the man Jesus having a bird's eye view of all things. An apologist, and I can't remember which, makes use of this imagery to illustrate God's omniscience. Imagine lines drawn on a huge piece of paper, millions upon millions of lines. God is so far above all those lines that he can see which line will intersect which other one when. And God in Christ is so close to the paper, think of a super zoomed in Google map, that he can see the details of every intersection. So what? I'll tell you what. We haven't seen what this means in color. If we had, we would have connected what the apostles did. Notice their response to being left by Jesus and his being taken up to heaven. Then they worshiped him and they stayed continually at the temple. That is, they went to church praising God. The man Jesus is their God. The man Jesus is the object of their worship and praise. They are in the hands of the God who has nail holes in his hands and who sees all things. See this in color. This really happened to me. Walking toward me on a sidewalk, I could see at a distance a blind man with his seeing eye dog. The man was walking on the inside of the sidewalk, so the traffic was away from him. The dog was hugging the inside as well. I was walking toward them on my right, his left, so we were coming head on. The dog sees me at a distance. The man doesn't see me at all. I see the dog putting pressure on the man's leg to angle him towards the other side of the sidewalk so we could pass. The blind man has no idea why the dog is doing this, but he angles to his right. The dog saw what had to be done for his master and orchestrated everything to his benefit. See the ascended Jesus far above in color. If a seeing eye dog is smart enough, sees enough, and cares enough to do that for his master, how much more so does our ascended master see, protect, and guide his sheep for our benefit? Do you actually think we see all that is going on in our life? We no more see what is coming our way, what good or evil, happy or sad is going to intersect with our life when, than that blind man does. But our ascended Lord does, and he guides us at least as faithfully and gently as a dog. I'm afraid baby boomers are the last to be able to have this next delight. You're paging through your parents' photos, the ones you've come to expect to be in black and white, and pop, there's one in color. I believe at that time the colors were painted in, but it's still eye-popping. I know I haven't seen the ascension in color yet, because the Holy Spirit tells me the apostles returned from their friend, their shepherd, their savior, their Lord, being taken visibly from them, not only with joy, but with great joy. This is contrary to my experience, which agrees with C.S. Lewis' observation. Seeing people off is always folly. It's neither good mirth nor good sorrow. But this parting is not sorrowful at all. And it's more than good mirth, it's great joy. So what gives? It's not a what that gives, but a who. And that giver is God. Listen to the ancient proper preface before communion. It praises the Almighty Father for taking up to heaven Jesus, quote, that he might make us partakers of his divine nature. This is the hope that Paul in the epistle reading says you've been called to. This is the riches of the glorious inheritance that he mentions. And the best that you're hoping for is to die in your sleep and to go to heaven. And the best that is yet to come, you think, is harp playing in heaven for 10,000 years. No, in the ascension that happened, by the way, almost 2,000 years ago, all those baptized into Christ went where he went, into the very throne room of heaven to become partakers of his divine nature. No wonder we're sad and lonely here. No wonder we feel like strangers here. Heaven is our home. I remember one fall and a winter in Michigan that a hurt duck stayed at our bird feeder. And it was like you see in a Disney movie. In the fall, when the flocks passed overhead, it would flap its wings and stretch its neck heavenward, but go nowhere. That's us. The things of the divine call us. They pull us heavenward, always from this ground that we're tied to. We long to be in heaven in that untroubled sphere. We're created for far better things than the best that is here. Well, even if that's so, that doesn't explain why the apostles returned from the ascension with great joy. They were still here, weren't they? What you're forgetting is that the things have been building to the ascension. Jesus said in the upper room 40 days earlier, "It's good that I go away, for if I don't go, the Holy Spirit will not come." And on Easter morning, he promises Mary Magdalene that once he has ascended to the Father, she will be able to hold on to him all the time. As long as Jesus walked the earth, he was at one place at one time. Once the man Jesus ascends to heaven, he is everywhere all at once. Jesus, along with his forgiveness, life, and salvation, is in every drop of baptismal water that's on your body. It's in every syllable of absolution that's in your ear. It's in every grain of his body and every wine drop of his blood in Holy Communion. Still no color? Well, how it is for us and the ascended Jesus is like, but in a good way, how C.S. Lewis said it was for him and his recently deceased wife. He says that he found his dead wife everywhere now. It was as if she had ceased to meet him in particular places in order to meet him everywhere. But see, that was a haunting, and that's not a good thing. And it wasn't a great joy to him. The ascension is a great joy because your God, Savior, Lord, friend is now everywhere. Yes, he is far away in heaven with the bird's eye view where he and his vivid nail holes are ever praying on your behalf and working things out gently. But he is also as close to you as that pew is. That's why he can promise, "Before you call, I will answer. While you're still speaking, I will hear." The Jesus who had willingly given up the full use of his divine powers as a man now uses them in full as a man for your benefit everywhere. You know, movies can show you things in black and white and things in color at the same time. May you return from the ascension with sin, death, and the devil painted black and white, and the ascended Jesus, nail holes and all, in living color, and you colored joyful. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.